Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my friend. This Sunday, May 8th, is Mother's Day. Are you planning something special for your motherly figure? Me personally, to be honest, I have never been a person who celebrates Mother's Day properly. I don't think I have ever given a gift to my mother on Mother's Day, except when I was in kindergarten and our teacher made us to write one for our mothers. I've always had a bittersweet relationship with my mother. Perhaps bitterness is more than sweetness, like a dark chocolate. Growing up, there were quite a few places where I felt my mother was being mean to me. And since I became an adult, my mother often makes note of how I'm being strict with her. Apparently, she has forgot how strict she was with me when I was a child. But in the bitterness of a relationship, sweet moments can be found. And just like a dark chocolate, such a sweet moment carries a lasting impression. Today, I would like to share with you one sweet moment that I had with my mother when I was a teenager. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Left behind item delivery. Throughout my primary and middle school days, I went to schools in my neighborhood. For the 9 years, every morning, I would walk to school with my friends, with the school bag on my back, chatting about what was going to happen at school that day. Even though I wasn't usually forgetful, from time to time, I left behind something back at home. A paper document, my exercise clothes, or some other item needed at school. When that happened, my mother would often chase me on a bicycle with the left-behind item. While I was walking, one of my friends would call out, "Oh, here comes your mother!" When I looked up, I saw my mother pedaling my bike in our direction. She usually wore a long, flared skirt, and the skirt was flapping like a flag due to the wind. Once she came close to us, she stood on one pedal and slowed down in front of us. "You forgot to bring this with you." My mother would hand out my left-behind item of the day, and I would take it, a little bit embarrassed. As soon as the mission was completed, my mother would hop onto the bicycle again and head back home, waving at us and wishing us a good day. It was always a brief visit, but there was always a sense of awe in the air after my mother left. "Your mother is really cool, isn't she?" my friends would tell me with a serious face. But I, feeling queasy, was always quick to change the topic as we resumed our walk to school.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.